Right, well, now I'm joined by our old friend Julia May, who you may recall has visited us previously as one of the members of Rich Clifford and the Young Wants, who then dropped Rich Clifford from the name, albeit that Rich Clifford was in fact Julian. But he's back again now with Angela Gardner, Beth Pratt and John Greaves as The Remedy. So welcome, guys, and first please clarify what's occurring, as I believe the Young Ones are still going strong, but The Remedy launched 5 years ago, is that right?
Well, good afternoon, John.
Scott even.
Yes, I was just talking to our guitarist here.
Yeah, of course you were.
Yeah. So just to clarify the Rich Clifford thing, it's earlier in the year we decided to drop the name that I would be under, Rich Clifford, and then just become the Young Ones.
Yeah.
Because we're now doing a much more wider musical diversity, and it prevents bookers from thinking that we're just a tribute act.
Yeah.
You know, so we're not just a tribute act now. We do diverse range of music.
You've expanded.
We've expanded.
Right. So, but you all hail from Southminster in the Denji, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to work out which mic's which, because they've changed all the mics around on here. So I'm hoping that...
Hello, yeah.
Well, that's on one of them anyway. Whatever it is, we've got one of them. Okay, let's start out by getting you to introduce yourselves. So, go.
I'm John.
I'm Angela, and we also have Beth, who plays the bass.
But she's not here.
No, unfortunately, she's not. I'm pretending to be her today.
Yes. Right, okay. Now, you originally released a song especially for the Malden Mud Race, and now inspired by the hardy souls who pound the capital streets for 26.2 grueling miles every year, you've written and recorded the marathon song in celebration of the London Marathon. So come on, you've got to tell us more. Who's going for that one?
Julian. Over to you.
Because he wrote it.
He wrote it, right. It's all down to you. It's your fault.
It's my... The thing is, Scott, what we've been doing as a band is writing... Yeah. Songs from at least 2017 onward,
yeah.
About certain places and events. And the last single we had out was for the Malden Mud Race.
Indeed.
And that was.
And you did that as The Remedy?
We did that as The Remedy.
I think we did, yes.
We did, yes.
Right, okay.
Because Beth is on the bass.
Yes.
Right.
So having done that, we're thinking about what is another local theme that we can write for. But
yeah.
We thought, why don't we go a bit more global? Let's write for the London Marathon.
Right.
So that's what we've done. And so Marathon Song is this song that we're promoting that is written from the perspective of the runner as they run through the iconic sights of London to that finish line.
Which is, you hope is going to keep coming, but it's miles and miles and miles away.
You said 26 point something.
26.2 miles. Don't forget the point two. Yes. I suspect that's the killer.
Well, there it is. It's everybody's at a different fitness level, so it's about endurance. And there's a certain point in the race where you may feel you're not going to make it, but I think the crowd helps you, doesn't it, to keep cheering
sure
you on
it does.
And move you through.
Speaking from experience,
you've not.
No, definitely not. I couldn't do it. No. So tell us about the London Marathon itself, the history of it.
Well, it was started, the London Marathon, not many people will know this, but it was started in 1981 by a couple of guys, Chris Brasher and John Disley.
Right.
They had been to see a New York Marathon and came back, and they were brimming with excitement about it as they discussed it with people, some friends. On a Wednesday night at the Dysart Arms, they decided they would start a London Marathon.
Right.
And that was no... easy thing to do, because they had lots of governmental things to go through, lots of hurdles to cross before they finally got the first run going. So it's all credit to them. I think where we stand as writers is that we're paying tribute to people that have done something really positive for mankind, particularly during this time of such upheaval in the world.
Oh, you can say that again, that's for sure. So now this song, you've had additional help from John's son, Tom, is that right?
That's right, yeah. I started teaching my son guitar when he was about 12, and by the time he was 13, he was teaching me. So, I mean, he...
Typical.
Yes.
Typical
and he
youngster.
He is a phenomenal guitarist. Even as a proud father, you know, he really is. And so we asked him to come along on it, and he's done quite a good job on the lead. I mean, obviously I'm biased, but that's what I tend to think.
Well, why not? Indeed, no.
He has put a rock edge on our acoustic sound, so we're ever so grateful. And I must mention, we have been produced by a new producer on this one, a friend of ours from Chelmsford, Alex Southgate, who's done a fine job in making this sound fantastic.
Right. Now, before we give the song a play, I think you need to tell us a little bit about where the track can be purchased from.
Well, our tech man, Max Sims, has briefed us, and he said it can be obtained if people go to the Remedy Band Facebook. There is a link tree on there that is linked to all the streaming sites for the marathon song. So if people are interested in the song, they can go to Linktree, but check it out on the Remedy Band Facebook.
Right, okay. And the marathon song itself was released last Monday on the 1st of August, is that right?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And it can be listened to anyway on Spotify. It's available on a CD single, which I believe includes no less than 3 versions of the song. What are the difference between the 3 versions?
Well, there is. This is the benefit of having an engineer like Alex. We have a full version, then you have the radio edit, and then there is a third version which is more attuned to the acoustic sound of the Remedy. So that's diversity.
I take it that none of you are actually going to take a run in the actual race. Who are you?
No. I think John has previously done a marathon.
Really?
But I think we'd probably all end up in hospital, to be honest. Right,
yeah. Where did you do the
I did when I was much more youthful. Back in 1982, I did what was known then as the Canvey Marathon, simply because it was run 3 times round Canvey. So they called it the Canvey Marathon, and it was a full marathon. And I remember I was working in Basildon at the time, and I was the only male working there, and I went back to work on the Monday and I could barely move. Oh, the idea being that I was sort of doing a lot of the humping stuff about, I remember my mother, because I was fourth from last of all the finishers. Yes. It was dark. Everyone had gone home. And my mum said to me as I staggered across the finishing line, I said, well, you took your time, being a sense of humour. And she was rounded on by a whole load of people. It's like, yes, no, can't say it. And she, I'm just joking. I got the joke. You know. But there you go. It was funny.
The thing is, we were thinking we might be asked to do the London Marathon, Scott, but the thing is, the London Marathon organisers don't like people coming in 2 weeks after the event is finished. So we thought, we'll see. We'd be
glad. You hold the traffic up.
We probably would.
I did.
We'd be glad to go and sing the song there. That would be great. That would be an achievement.
That would be really good.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, let's give the song a spin right now. It's the marathon song. You guys had better introduce it yourselves.
Angela.
No, Julian.
John.
No,
you know what it's called.
The Marathon Song by The Remedy.
Oh, that's it.
London, London, what are you famous for? Of the many things it could be, this one you can't ignore. Moving along past the sights of London, sponsored for this run. Thinking about how it all got started back in 81. On a Wednesday night at the Dysart Arms, Chris Brasher and John Disley. Talking about the New York Marathon enthusiastically. Trainers pounding on the ground, people everywhere. Working up a sweat for good causes, I hope that I get there. Back Heath, Charlton, Woolwich, covered now 3 miles. The Cutty Sark in Greenwich, a smile for the 7th mile. My water can is running dry, I don't want to dehydrate. And doing this pace, I'm gonna be home at midnight at this rate. The crowd keeps cheering, letting you know to this race the world's invited. To show mankind that on occasion we can be united. The River Thames, Tower Bridge, East End Past, Canary Wharf, Dock man's heading west again along the highway embankment dwarfed. Picking up the pace along these famous streets again. I wish that I could free my legs from pain. I hope that I can make it. Big Ben is coming up onto Parliament Square, Birdcage Walk, the Mall and Buckingham Palace. The training that I've done means I could complete the London Marathon.
The London Marathon, what's it all about? Well, it's to have fun and provide some happiness and a sense of achievement in a troubled world, and to discover how wonderful a city marathon can be.
Made it past the finish line, my heart swells with pride. People cheering for all the runners, I thank God that I'm alive. At the London Marathon, the London Marathon, it's the London Marathon once again.
I stand here as an observer. What a day this has been. And throughout its history, people have laughed, cheered, and suffered during the greatest folk festival the world has ever seen. We must all keep up the pace in the world's most human race.
At the London Marathon, the London Marathon, that's the London Marathon once again.
There we go, The Remedy and The Marathon Song.